Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining me today. Coming off the heels of a wonderful, relaxing week, or hopefully semi-relaxing, or getting ready to go into more of the holiday season. So I just thank you for taking time out to spend 30 minutes listening in, whether you're listening in live or you're calling back in and you're going to listen to the playback. As always, I would like to start the show with sending and beaming and radiating lots and lots of love, light, and joy to everyone listening in, to everyone in our world, to everyone, period. I'd like to say that today was scheduled to be live readings, but as my life always happens, and I choose to laugh because for a few minutes I felt like, oh my gosh, I need to be flexible once again, and tell you all that I do not have my cards with me where I'm located and where I'm currently doing the broadcast because I happen to be out and about enjoying nature. And so I want to say that I will reschedule that for another broadcast, the live readings, the Ascended Master Messages. However, I did go into a quiet meditation state before I went live, and asked the angels and Ascended Masters, in lieu of not having my cards and not being able to provide direct readings to callers one-on-one, what is the message today? What should be some things that we discuss? And so, as always, I want to bring in the concept of the 1111 and the thoughts creating our reality. And I want to talk about faith, and I want to talk about fear. And those are the F buzzwords for today, faith and fear. And what does that really look like in our thinking process? And how does that affect us as we go along and we make certain choices in our life? And like I've said in the past previous broadcasts, we are now at a time where energy is heightened, where things are manifesting almost at instantaneous, rapid rates. If you kind of sit back and pay attention, or if you're clued into things like divine synchronicity and noticing those instant manifestations of either thoughts or desires or things that aren't desired being reflected in our life, I know I have talked with a lot of people that are saying it seems like their lives are shattered, that they are spinning out of control, that things are happening that just do not make sense, that are illogical. And just going through that and deconstructing, what does that really mean? It, to me, and on this journey and the things that I have been working with and encountered, and just in my own personal experience, which is from the place in which I speak and I bring these broadcasts, because these are things that I've directly experienced. I've gone through the phase where I felt that my life had shattered, where things had turned upside down, where no matter truly how hard I tried, the more I prayed, the more I meditated, the more I chanted, the more I chose positive thoughts, it seemed like everything was going in the opposite direction. And I really came to a place, it was almost like running into a brick wall of not getting the desired results from deliberate and intentional creation thought processes and not understanding. And I would like to, when I was going through these processes and these very, very difficult and challenging moments, my number one goal, I remember saying, is I've got to keep my mind. I've got to keep my mind right. I've got to keep my mind focused. And so that's why I speak a lot of positive thinking and positive thoughts. That was a lot of the time where the 111 and the 1111 became very prominent in my life, and they were attention getters. They were reactivating thought processes and moving energy. And during the time where I was immersed in these challenging circumstances and these issues that I felt were insurmountable, it came to a point where I had to truly let go and surrender. And I thought about that. What did it mean to let go? What did it mean to surrender? Me and my personality, I say, where there's a Robin, there's a way. And so just being the person I am, I was dedicated to finding a way, turning myself inside out, reading as much as I could, filling myself with information, just trying to do different things to get a different result. And it came to me one day when I was really at the height of frustration during these times, what did it mean to let go and why I couldn't let go? And for me, I realized that letting go in my mind meant I was giving up. And if I was giving up, then that meant it was over with. It was done, because there wasn't anything, there was no more hope left. You know, if I gave up, I almost felt like giving up meant I was going to become hopeless. And so for me, hanging on meant being hopeful, looking for ways, knowing that conceptually we live in an infinite universe and there are infinite amounts of ways through the creator, the source, the divine, abundant God that created all of this for things to come and manifest. And, you know, life can be changed in an instant. And it took a lot of really self-reflecting on why I could not let go. And it wasn't until I understood and I used the word surrender, almost like, you know, if you're playing a game when you're little and, you know, somebody's twisting your arm, or, you know, you're play wrestling as a child and you're like, uncle, tap out, uncle, I surrender. It doesn't mean hopeless. And so understanding surrender in that framing and that perspective allowed me to shift within myself that staunch stance of hanging on and trying not to let go so that I wouldn't become hopeless and then I couldn't figure a way out and it would just become more of a despair and depressing situation. And so I remember sitting, I don't know where I was, but it was a time where I was tired. I had put in all I could put in. I had done everything I could do. The money was gone. Relationships were obsolete. People were leaving my life. I was in a situation where I felt very alone. But I had my three children, and so I want to say that those were my team members. We became a bandit team. And I was sitting somewhere, and I think I had just, you know, cried to the depths of what I could cry, and I had tried to the depths of what I could try within me, and there was literally nothing else I could do. And I just remember saying, uncle, I surrender, uncle. And at that moment when the words I surrender came out of my mouth verbally, there was a shifting in my mind, and there was a ability to breathe at a deeper level than what I could breathe before. I don't know if you noticed that during stressful times or during situations where things have been uncomfortable, I know for me, I would go into shallow breathing and didn't really understand the depths and the importance of deep breathing and calming the body to clear the mind at that time. And so I just remember feeling like I could take a deep breath, and something that was sitting on my chest, felt like the elephant was gone. It was just off my chest. And so in that moment, I was able to understand letting go and what does that mean to the mind. And so for each of you on this call, and those who you may share this with, if you're, you know, reaching out to other people or people are reaching out to you, maybe framing the idea of letting go from a perspective of shifting energy, from a place of inducing more hope, from a place of surrender, saying, uncle, you know, changing the game up. And so the 111 and the 1111, I love to continue to talk about that, is very prevalent, and actually we have 2 minutes coming up on it, and because they're messages, and not only are they messages, they're code activators, and they are shifting the ways in which we as beings, spiritual beings, having a human experience, are being able to perceive the nuances that are happening, the changes that are happening, the shifts that are occurring, the ascensions that our bodies and our minds that are going through. And so during this time, I would like to take this moment. It is now 11:10, and just take some time. And I noticed that when I listen back to my broadcast, I'm so excited to talk to you all and get it all in. I forget that, one, I need to take some deep breaths. And two, we have an infinite amount of time together. And I can make as many broadcasts as I want. And so I can truly take the time to delight in this moment and to breathe into this moment and to let it truly be a love, light, joy-filled moment. So now it is going on 11:11, and I want to send beings from the ascended masters, from the angels, from the legions of angels that are watching over all of us, that are coming to the earth more and more, that the veil is thinning, that the ancestors that are able to communicate with us, those of us that are receiving intuitive messages, that at 1111, we are all united in love, light, joy, that we choose to bring the best of ourselves, that we choose to be the highest version, the grandest version of the greatest vision, of the highest vision that we hold for ourselves, that we are able to wake up with ease, that our bodies are able to change and become more crystalline with ease, with grace, with gentleness, that we are allowed to be nurtured, and that we are allowed to nurture others and our planet. I am sending lots of love to Mother Earth, to our animal friends, to my animal totems, to our divine tree beings and plants and flowers and everything that functions under the creations of the Creator. And that peace and love and joy ripples throughout every cell within your body, and that listening in to this broadcast, you are filled with an unspeakable and unimaginable amount of giddy and joy and fun, and that you are energized, and that if you are in circumstances that are harsh, then you are realizing that you are putting pieces back together that are even more beautiful than ever before, but you feel like you are looking at shattered glass or shattered life or trauma or post-traumatic stress or homelessness or domestic violence or any of the array of things that we could ascribe to, things that just don't feel comfortable, plain and simple, that you realize you are a beautiful mosaic and your life is like a mosaic. And all of those pieces, as they continue to be put together, will display a beautiful artwork that is your life, that is the most unique thing. And we are here now at the best time to be alive. And though it may look crazy, and I admit it does look crazy, and it does, you know, when the illusion look like that we are in our last days, as some of the old people would say, and some people saying that this is it, it is it on one level. But it is also it on another level. It is the beginning of choosing heaven on earth. It is the beginning of conscious decisions to heal thyself, to realize that the power is from within, to come from within and bring all of the treasures, the joy, the light, the healing to the surface and become true living lights on the planet so that other people and others can see it, you know, and can realize that it's okay to shine the light, because through a crack, you know, that's all the light needs is just to be able to come through a crack. And sometimes, you know, when we're coming from I think of when I wake up in the middle of the night and it's all dark and I cut the light on, well, at first, it's almost blinding to my eyes, and I put my hands up or I close my eyes until I'm able to acclimate my eyes and adjust them to the light. But once you become adjusted, or once my eyes become adjusted to the light, then I am enlivened. I am light. You know, the day has begun. And so it's the same way with the awakening. Sometimes, you know, positive messages or constant love, light, joy, it may seem like a beaming, blinding light where you kind of have to cover your eyes and allow yourself to become more acclimated. And so you just let it in the amounts and in the ways in which it is comfortable, it is nurturing, and it is joyful. And so someone asked me today, well, how do we really do that? How do we really take a fear-based thought or something that makes us uncomfortable and transmute it or let it transform into those feelings of light, love, and joy around the subject that made us once feel uncomfortable? And I found myself saying, we do it with ease, you know? And it's like one of my favorite movies is The Wiz. And so I'm so happy that it's coming on Thursday. You know, this is my plug. I'm not getting money from The Wiz. But if you're listening in and you're from The Wiz, I'm plugging it because I love The Wiz. The Wiz and the song Ease On Down, Ease On Down, Ease On Down the Road. Don't you carry nothing that might be a load. Come on now, ease on down the road. And just even in saying those words, just saying the word ease brings a calming sensation to the body. And don't carry nothing that might be a load. Oh, that means drop all them bags. Just drop them wherever you are. If you hold some uncomfortable bags, just throw your hands up and let them go. As Erica Badu say, bag lady, you're going to miss your bus dragging all them bags like that. You know, and if you're a bag man, put the bags down and only carry the treasures. Because, see, the treasures are light. What are the treasures? Those are the joyful memories, the next best feeling thoughts. That's how you ease on down the road. You choose a thought or you let a thought come that feels good. It may not have anything to do with the subject. For example, I remember a long time ago, I didn't understand what it meant to choose the next best feeling thought. I really thought that meant it had to still be around the subject in which I felt uncomfortable with. Until one day, I just couldn't get out of feeling uncomfortable about the subject, and mine in particularly was money and figuring out, you know, where the money's going to come from and how I'm going to get the money and, oh, what am I going to do if I don't have the money? And, Lord, please, let me get the money, you know, for whatever reason at that time, you know, especially being a mom with children, you know, things come up. And so, anywho, I remember thinking, I just can't find the next best feeling thought to this subject. And a thought came to me, had nothing to do with what I was thinking about. And it was a thought that I remember I liked as a teenager going to, Whitmore's, Cleveland, Ohio, Whitmore's. And I would get a shrimp dinner, barbecue shrimp dinner with extra sauce on the shrimp and the fries. And I remember every time I got it, it made me just, I felt so good. It was like a little kid, you know, you get food and you swing your leg and you sing your song. And that thought popped into my mind. And in that instant, I was transported to a time where I felt good and those good feelings were able to come to my body. And I was no longer thinking about the subject. I was not even in Cleveland, Ohio to be able to say, oh, I would like to go to Whitmore's and get me a shrimp dinner. It'll make me feel better. It was being where I was, and being satisfied with the thought, because the thought reminded me of goodness. It reminded me of joy. And so that is when I realized, hot dog, or holy moly, or whoa, you know, aha, the next best feeling thought is just that. It is a thought that makes you feel good. And if we can entertain in the human mind a good feeling thought for 17 seconds, then the mind is so wonderful, it will start to flood in more good feeling thoughts. And so all you really have to do is go 17 seconds to 17 seconds. And no, I don't know if anybody did the research on it, and no, I can't quote you any studies on it, but I know 17 seconds is doable, and the mind just looks for a way to feel better. And so self-soothing is very important in the mind-body alignment process. And so if the mind is able to be soothed in as little as 17 seconds and maybe 60 seconds, I don't know, I'm going with 17 seconds, then more thoughts of soothing will come. And that's what it means to choose your thoughts. That's how you look fear in its face and realize it's just an illusion. It's just an illusion. It's just like the boogeyman, you know, in the dark until you cut the light on. And the light is you. We are the lights. We are the divine, sovereign essence of the Creator that is love. The divine source Creator is abundant love, greater than we can even imagine. That's why going through this ascension process, for some it may be instantaneous. For some it may have taken years. Like for myself, this has been a lifelong journey that has turned into pretty much a lifestyle of practice and re-edifying and relearning. And I learn something still more and more every day as I continue to become lighter and lighter. I love that, both in my physical body and in my mind, and in beaming lights of joy and love and peace. And so as we go into the last minutes of this broadcast, I really want to just take some time within the next minute, and I want to say, let's pause, and we're going to take 60 seconds to just breathe. And it's funny because I'm a bit nervous doing this, because when you're having a live broadcast, it feels like it's just silence, you know, when I'm not talking. And so silence is louder than any shouting I've ever heard. And so we're going to go into some silence. And at first, silence may for some seem uncomfortable. Some of you may love the silence. But know that silence allows things to move. It allows shifting to happen. It allows alignment to take place with ease. And so let's take the next minute to take some deep breaths. And we're going to inhale. Gonna exhale. And let's do that three more times. Take a deep inhale through your nose. Hold it, and then exhale through your mouth slowly. And I will be quiet because I've given the directions twice, and I know you've heard me. So let's go into our minute of breathing. And exhale. And from this place of calm, and from this place of oxygen now flowing through all of the parts of our bodies, we are more energized, more alive, more light than we have been in a very long, long time. And the fact that we are all united for these 30 minutes, whether you are listening in live or you are listening into the broadcast, every time you share in this energy, there is an exponential sharing and a raising of energies throughout the universe. And the angels and the ascended masters want me to say thank you. And they are sending so much love, and they are so joyous that they can share in this time with us, and that we take the time to acknowledge them, and that we love them, and that they love us. And they want me to remind you, only rule for the angels is that they want you to ask. That's all you have to do is ask. And once you ask, they are there to help in any way possible, in any and every way. So I would like to ask for more legions of angels of love, light, and joy to come to all who may need them, request them, desire them. As we go into the last 5 minutes of our broadcast, I would like to say a prayer for all of us, that we are united, that we are strong in our minds and our bodies, that we exude and radiate health, that we exude and radiate wealth, that we exude and radiate abundance, that we are rainbow reflections of light, love, joy, and the color spectrum. And each color and every color that we choose to vibrate, shine, like, you know, share, be, that it is adding more color, more light, more love, more joy to our world. And so once again, this is a reminder that there will be a live readings broadcast, and it will probably be scheduled within the next 2 weeks. So feel free to check your emails or check back on www.blogtalkradio.com/ you know which slash it is, rock, R-O-C, love, light, joy, all one word. And you will see when that broadcast will take place. And feel free to call in. You can get the call-in number from the Blog Talk Radio page. Feel free to, at that time, call in. Call in with your questions. If you would like to have your questions answered ahead of time, feel free to either leave them in the comments section, or you can contact me via email at world, W-O-R-L-D, of, O-F, learning, L-E-A-R-N-I-N-G, at yahoo.com. That's a world of learning at yahoo.com. I look forward to your messages. I look forward to your feedback. I have something exciting coming up for our next broadcast. Oh, I thought I would be able to get it for this broadcast, but it's still a work in progress and, you know, a little technical difficulties that just need to be ironed out. But this is just going to ignite the love, light, joy within you. This is going to resonate within your soul. I you can tell I'm excited because my voice has gotten louder, and I'm not taking as many breaths, but I am so excited to bring you this new gift that was given to me that I am looking forward to sharing with all of you, that was life-changing for me, and I am praying and hoping and intending that it is life-changing, that it is joy-bringing for all of you. So stay tuned. That's coming soon, and I will keep you updated as to when it will premiere. But know that there are some great creations in the works, that love, like joy, is coming to me just by having this broadcast from places I never expected. To be honest, I was happy if I forgive me. Sometimes I am so overwhelmed, but the love it spills out from my eyes. So, you know, when you hear my voice get a little trembly, it's just really because I'm just overwhelmed with emotion, and I'm so happy. You know, like I was saying, I was okay if I just had one listener. And when I look back and I see, you know, people are listening and archiving, and you guys are really sharing this space with me. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Big old baby today. But that's okay, because they're happy tears. I just really wanted to say thanks to each of you. And I know why I'm crying is because I told you about the gift, and when I think about the gift that I want to share with you all, it just moves me because it was really given to me from kindness, and it was something I had never even thought about asking for. And I'll do more on that when I share what the gift is, because I know you guys are like, well, heck, what is it? What is it? You know, tell us. But you'll be able to listen back to this broadcast, and when I explain what the gift is and how it came to me and the meaning behind it, you'll see where it just overwhelmed my heart, and my heart just has spilled out through my eyes on this broadcast. So good thing this isn't, you know, live TV or video. It might have been when Oprah had her cast her video, her TV show a long time ago, she was surprised and overwhelmed with emotion, and she called it the ugly cry. You know, your face is just, it's just full of emotion. And I just want to say thank you all, and I'm glad that this is audio so that you can hear it and not necessarily see it, you know, and now I'm smiling and beaming love, light, and joy to all of us. And so I'd like to bring this broadcast to a close. It is now 11:30, and I'd like to say thank you all for joining me. And as we end this broadcast, I'd like to say 1111, love, light, joy. May it be you, may it come to you, and may you enjoy your life. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Nope, I don't like bye-bye, so I'm going to end with see you later.